Dr. Kokich will now start our reviews.
How concerned are adolescent orthodontic patients with their aesthetic appearance? You know, this is a controversial topic, but I found a study in the November 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist that gives a fresh look at this question. Today, researchers who evaluate behavioral questions, such as the aesthetic importance of orthodontic treatment, use measures of oral health-related quality of life in their questionnaires. This was one of those types of studies. The title of the article is Psychosocial Impact of Dental Aesthetics on Quality of Life in Adolescents. This study comes out of Brazil, and the senior author is Dr. De Paula from the Federal University of Goiás in Brazil. The purpose of this study was to investigate the effect of malocclusion, quality of life, and self-image on the psychosocial impact of dental aesthetics in a sample of adolescent subjects. A large sample of over 300 adolescents was evaluated. The sample consisted of about 60% females and 40% males with an average age of 16 years. These individuals were given 4 separate questionnaires, which helped to depict their feelings about the aesthetics of their dentitions, as well as their rating of the actual malalignment and malocclusion. Then the authors compared these various questionnaires to determine the impact of aesthetics on an adolescent's assessment of their quality of life. What did these researchers actually find? I believe that the results were very interesting. First of all, about 50% of the subjects had no treatment need or only a slight treatment need. On the other hand, about 10% of the individuals had severe malocclusions. In spite of these numbers, at least one oral health impact on quality of life was reported by 90% of the adolescents, and nearly 100% of the subjects showed some level of psychosocial impact on dental aesthetics. This is interesting. When the reliability analysis was evaluated, it showed that internal consistency in these studies was considered acceptable. What these studies basically showed was that when the authors evaluated the psychosocial impact of dental aesthetics, they found a higher score with those subjects who had greater deviations in dental aesthetics. What does this mean? Simply stated, the authors believe that their study reveals that adolescents with a higher dental aesthetic index score had greater aesthetic impact scores as well. In other words, adolescents with less attractive dentitions are psychosocially disadvantaged and have aesthetic concerns. The authors conclude that adolescents attribute high importance to an attractive dental appearance. If you're interested in reviewing this study, you can find it in the November 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.